Kaseya spent $117 million over 17 years to put their brand on the Kaseya Center. Let's talk about what that means for MSPs and what the branding lesson is here on this bonus episode of The Business of Tech. Kaseya has purchased naming rights for the Miami-Dade Arena, home to the Miami Heat, in a $117 million deal over 17 years. Why did they do this? Well, let's take to their public statements. To the channel community, here's the statement made to Channel EDE. CEO Fred Vakola said, quote, "This deal represents the largest investment a software company focused on supporting MSPs and their end customers has ever made in building the awareness of the industry, which adds credibility for our customers as they sell to their customers. Beyond the awareness that this deal brings to the MSP industry, Kaseya customers will get access to unique experiences as the company hosts special events and other activities at the Kaseya Center in the future. Additionally, Kaseya will work with MSP customers to provide access to their end customers for similar events and activities at the venue." But to the local Miami community, of which Kaseya, and most importantly, Fred Vakola is a part, the answer is about the local community. In fact, he did an interview with Axios. Here's a quote. "While I recognize that Kaseya is not a household name like previous sponsors, I want the people of Miami to see that Kaseya is truly dedicated to making the community a better place. As Kaseya continues to hire more locals and give back to the community, I hope fans can see why Kaseya was the right choice for naming rights." Now, let me observe that this piece isn't a criticism. They did this, more than anything, because Fred wanted it. The interviewer asks if he's a Miami Heat fan, and yes, he most assuredly is. CEOs love playing with sports teams and media companies for their egos, and Fred did just that. Hey, good for him, getting terrific box seats for a very large price tag. Now, why do I think it's this simple? Besides being a simple explanation, the branding reasons for this purchase are just weaker than they should be. I wouldn't advise spending this money on the brand based on the stated goals. In thinking about the purchase, two possible leverage points exist for using the brand. First, to the local Miami community. Now, first, from a local Miami blogger, quote, "Moreover, Kaseya has been granted $4.56 million in government subsidies this year, which it plans to use to create more than 3,400 job opportunities. This move highlights the company's commitment to creating more job opportunities for the local community and contributing to the economic growth of Miami." So, they've taken subsidies with plans to grow the business in Miami. If you want to make potential local employees aware of your company, then slapping the name of your company on the side of the basketball arena is one way to do that. Thus, from a brand perspective, you could go this route. Now, $117 million is a lot of money to recruit employees. And in IT, frankly, you could build an incredible education system for training the people you need with this amount of money. That's why I think this is simply something Fred wants, because the second branding reason is even weaker, and it's the one to the channel. Now, on a show about IT services companies and MSPs, we ask, why do we care? So, why should MSPs care about this branding choice? That second possible reason, because it's good for their customers. Is it? To answer that, let's consider why branding matters. Branding is intended to help drive recognition of a thing, your company or your product or message, to a potential audience that matches the buyer of your product. I'll give you an example. I live in the Washington, D.C. area, and on the local news radio station, WTOP, the drive time commutes are dominated by companies who do federal contracting, particularly in IT. Companies like Raytheon, GDIT, and SAIC advertise. They buy sponsorships at Capital One Arena, where the Capitals and the Wizards play. Why? Because their buyers, those government employees who manage contracts and needs, are in the community. Each wants them to be familiar with their brand when those bids for a contract hit the government agency's desk, and they want a positive emotional reaction. Pairing with a local team does that. Kaseya's strategy looks more like Capital One's than those IT companies. I mentioned Capital One Arena, where the Capitals and Wizards play. That's a bank where the headquarters is here in the Washington, D.C. area. Customers get 10% off things like games, which helps drive awareness, mainly as they are a consumer-facing company. They get the added benefit of potential hires becoming aware of the company if they weren't already. They are distinctly messaging the community. Now, Kaseya's plan is not messaging to customers. Are Kaseya's customers in Miami-Dade? Sure, I bet some are, but all of them or a lot? Clearly not a majority. A significant portion of the company's revenue is international. And while I see the NBA is growing in popularity, that's not how you brand it. This isn't about picking on Kaseya, despite the popularity of doing that within the community. I want to talk about the use of branding. Now, bias alert, I sell branding. What do you think the advertisements in my show are? Branding. The concept, I match the audience, those IT services companies and MSPs interested in the space, with advertisers who want to deliver their message to that audience. It's the very definition of branding. And it works because of targeting. The same reason that I can sell advertisements on my show is the reason that those government contractors buy ads in the Washington, D.C. market versus, say, Atlanta or Miami, because the audience is there. Kaseya's claim that its brand awareness helps its customers doesn't add up, particularly when you consider that they are a back office infrastructure supplier rather than a customer facing one. Their training group, True Methods, teaches that you should sell the complete package and your brand. Gary Pika, True Methods founder and Kaseya employee, is known for saying, sell the chocolate cake, not the eggs, flour, and butter. Kaseya's reasoning to the channel is just bullshit. We care, however, because the common thinking is that those delivering IT services are bad at marketing. Let's not confuse them with bullshit branding ideas. Kaseya is free to spend its money any way they want. Let's just call out the bullshit. The because of our customers reasoning just doesn't hold up to scrutiny. Now, if you're in IT services, you should be investing in marketing. And as part of that, brand awareness. You need to do things that make your brand recognizable and relatable to potential customers and do it regularly. It's not one and done. It's an ongoing effort you must continually invest in. You should observe the failure of targeting made by Kaseya to potential customers and be very thoughtful about how you spend your branding money. You don't have $117 million to burn on good box seats. Where does your brand need to be to reach the people who will buy your services? The more specific the answer, the better. Anyone with money is always a weaker answer than, for example, doctors who own private practices with regional reach, or association executives looking to grow membership, or leaders of manufacturing companies focused on leveraging automation. Where are those people? Spend your money there. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.